say?
Paling?
Never heard.
Okay. How about another type of wooden fence that might be around a field or a pasture?
Well, there'd be a barbed wire. There I go. Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah. Barbed wire fence. I think it's what we would call it.
Uh-huh.
Just a barbed wire fence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other names for wire fences?
I can't think of any. Barbed wire, cyclone. I think that's it.
Well, how about another wooden fence that would be around a pasture? It might be pieces of wood zigzag. Large pieces of wood instead of boards.
I'm just not getting it. You know, we talk about...
You associate it with Abraham Lincoln, I think. Sometimes he would be doing what? With his axe? Splitting?
Splitting logs. I know.
Would you refer to a rail fence at all?
A rail fence? No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
In a city, you're not as likely to have them, of course, as you would out in the country. Are you familiar
with... And even a barbed wire fence, which of course is supported by rails spaced, or logs spaced. I still think I would have said, where I came from, we still refer to it as a barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, speaking of wire fences, when you set one up, you have to dig a hole for each...
Post.
Yes. And you would say you dug holes for all of the...
Posts.
Thank you. Then, are you familiar with a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
Loose stone or rock?
I think that's the question.
Rubble is the thing that comes to...
Yeah, that's the question, but what about one that's just made of stone or rock, whether it's loose or not?
Well, you'd speak of a stone wall.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use fence with that?
Stone fence?
Mm-hmm.
I would never say
okay.
that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
A fence always means something that is open in that sense, like a picket fence or a wire fence, something that where light and
mm-hmm.
it's an open thing.
Okay. Now.
Solid.
To return from the fences to the schools, what do you call the building where they would play basketball and other such things?
The gym or the gymnasium.
What other sorts of activities might be held there?
In a gym?
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball, and badminton, basketball.
Any non-sports activities?
Calisthenics. Where I grew up, we used it as a combination auditorium, so there were PTA meetings,
mm-hmm.
Class assemblies and plays, and events of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you call or would have called the bathrooms in a school?
In a school. Now you're talking. We'd say the John, I guess. Restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Restroom. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with the days when they did not have indoor plumbing? What would you have called that?
Hell no, I'm not familiar with that. And they didn't. Well, they would call that an outhouse.
Okay. Do you have any? Have you heard any other terms for outhouse? Joking, maybe.
For the outhouse itself. Can maybe.
Okay. Anything for the facility within the outhouse?
Well, as opposed to one that's indoor plumbing, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No. Latrine, sometimes we use. So, yeah, in scouting, for example, we used to. It's been going to the latrine when it wasn't really a latrine, it was just an outhouse with a hole cut in the ground and setting. And there was wood seats or benches there for sitting on.
Did you ever hear two-holer or three-holer?
Never heard that.
Okay. The next several pages of this have to do with names for different racial and religious and nationality groups, and if you know any slang names, particularly pejoratives for these.
You want them?
I want them, yes. Okay. How about, first of all, Orientals?
Chinks, slant eyes, slopeheads.